What's some of the other meat you get from the hog?
Well, you can get the hams, the sides, you call it bacon. And then there's some, but just all them salt sides and shoulders and the head. You made the hog head cheese out of it. There's some people said souse. Mm-hmm. That was something good. And then you, then your sausage meat was mostly the trimmings all over the the pork. And the hams and backbone and rice or whatever you want to call it. That was the best eating in the world. You know, you can't get it no more now. It's all the pork chops.
Oh.
You know, they just cut a hog open right down the side and that part of the back is in pork chops.
Hmm.
And we cut it out to the tenderloin part of the back and have a, call it backbone rice. And you, well, what cooked, you know, dumpling or whatever you want to cook in.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And you were telling me about the meat that you would saw, the soft side. Is that the same thing as what they sometimes call white meat or something?
Yes, sir, green. They call it green meat or just the salt side. Well, now, and then we fixed our sugar cured it for our side. You'd cut the ribs out of it. And you just have the whole big long side out of a big hog, a big piece of meat. And we'd make it into, cure it for bacon, sugar cure it. You take for our sugar cured meat, hams, shoulders, and sides, all with sugar. We selected that out, and we'd take a cup of brown sugar and 2 cups of salt, and you butcher that hog, and you wouldn't let it, the meat stay there and cool for a day or two. You butchered it right while it was green, right in the green stage, we called it. And we cut it up, boned it, boned all the bones out of it. And you take that sugar and salt together, and you put some pepper in it, and different things out of it for skipper worms, keep that out of it, you had to. But you could take that and you, my mother would get this wrapping paper from the stores, you know, that you used to wrap stuff up for you. We'd get that and we'd wrap that, and we'd grout that salt into that and sugar into that meat while it was green, you know, really had all the water in it.
Yes.
Right, well, it was good, real hot, you know, as much as you could in the wintertime. And we'd wrap it and then we'd put it in a gunny sack, which was a corn sack or what have you, and hang it up in the smokehouse. And whenever it stayed there, it let hang there until that, with the water in it, that's what we wanted, the water, you see, in the meat. And that salt and that sugar draw that water out, but it still, it'd be around that meat. And it stay there and it begin to drip out of it. Come through that paper, then it would, you could take that down and take it out there. We had a table that was kind of slanting out there that we washed the meat, was scalded it then, hot water. Lay it out on that table and let it drain.
Yes.
Then we'd pack it back in a barrel and let it stay for a while with sugar and salt. And then whenever it got dry salt, we called it there. Then we had to take it out and hang it up in the smokehouse and smoke.
That'd be good.
Ooh, man, that was